kicking the door. Nigga, I seen Carl Winslow put his
head up. That's the father. Ain't that the father from Family Matters?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, the dad.
Who's
the
talking
dad.
This bullshit,
oh,
man?
Hold on. Swear to God, dead homie, neighborhood crib.
So when I seen that.
Man. And then,
so who's piping Carl? Diddy?
Yeah, yes. Diddy was. So when I seen that, cuz, right, Diddy came back and he was telling me, he was like, it's nothing more enjoyable than having a man do something for some money.
Dude, I don't want to keep. Yeah. I want to keep harping on the Diddy story. That might be my favorite Diddy story. Nah, him piping up Carl Winslow.
That's a false. That's fake news.
Isn't it beautiful that he wanted the man though? He wanted the older man from that show.
Dude, there is a thread connecting. He does like those fat boys. That one producer, he's a chubby chaser. He's a male chubby chaser.
Ed Sheeran was on the couch for a while. He used to be a chubby boy.
Yeah, the thick ties. He likes the thick ties.
The curvy cons.
He might be Diddy Henderson, bro. Diddy Joshua Henderson. He likes those bongs. He likes those bongs. Yeah. Dude, watching
they're
Family
about to go
Members
to jail for the same reason, too.
For what? Oh, yeah.
Wait, Henderson might go to... getting locked up?
He got in trouble for diddling... Not what? Diddling, beating off near middle school.
That's diddling adjacent. That's in the diddling universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was beating off near middle school?
Yeah. I got
damn.
The...
He was on the JV Pog Squad? If you don't know who Josh Henderson is, look him up right now. It's funny because
I have
up,
no idea who Josh Henderson is.
Joshua Henderson. God.
Joshua Henderson is this black dude. Yes, please. Because there's a... Well,
he looks
funny.
White.
No,
that's
no,
not,
no.
That's not
well,
the
it's
right
funny because there's like a bunch
B-
of... There's a bunch B- of...
Pog. L.
Type in Pog, Josh. Yeah,
black
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, black dude.
There we go.
Remember my name.
His name's Josh. Black dudes don't like when you shorten their name, by the way.
Nah.
Black people in general, if I call my wife Brit, she's like, my name's Brittany. And I'm like, bro. Come on
now. She just wanted to correct you.
And he was.
It was a short stint.
What was he doing?
He just loves the thick time.
He likes pogs. Pog Nation.
Pogs. Yeah, give him just a little
what a
taste.
Brother got to do to get some sucky around this motherfucker.
Remember my name. Joshua Henderson.
Yeah, if you don't know this, I mean, I think about this guy pretty constantly.
This is a king.
He's just a guy.
Hit that volume.
He's just a guy on the street.
Bro, he's not just. Nah. Yeah, well,
he's not just.
He was. He was.
He was just a guy.
That's all you had to do. You ran into the right bro.
What's your type?
Okay.
You like black, white?
I like white girls more better.
Okay.
Especially the thick time.
That was on time. No,
yeah, in other words, pod.
Pod. That's what I like. Yeah, yeah. Hey, say that bit again. Say it one more time, but say it slow.
Pog. P A W G. Fat ass white girls.
That's what I'm talking about.
What you like, bro?
Yeah. I like fat ass white girls, the thick time.
Ooh, yeah.
Three types. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Okay. Yo, that I'm talking about.
Okay.
She's fall. Fat ass white girl.
Fat ass white girl.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm talking about the snow bunnies.
Yeah. So there it is.
Remember the name.
The snow rabbits. Yeah. What's your name again, bro, before we go, bro? Because we got to go, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
We ain't going
to
hold you up, bro.
With no problem.
What's your name, here?
For my name, Joshua Henderson.
All right, bro.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, anytime I'm like thinking about anything that's somewhat big, I just go, the thick time. I say it in my head now.
Remember my name.
Till I die.
The curvy types.
Yeah, I don't like the Carl
Winslow
slander.
Bro, look, all I'm doing is just bringing the news. I don't know. I've been following the Diddy story carefully.
Diddy was back in the blue.
It is crazy to have watched Family Matters, was that show?
Yeah.
To watch, I always called it Urkel. It's funny to watch Family Matters and just be like, you know, we were just all enjoying Urkel's antics, but like just sit that young Diddy being like, one day I'm going to pipe up Carl Winslow. I'm going to take down Carl Winslow.
Was having sex with Urkel?
No, it's dad.
Oh, the dad.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't take down Urkel. If he's really clout chasing, if you took down Urkel, I think the black community would be like, bro.
Urkel got his own thing. Urkel don't need Diddy.
He's a lady chaser.
Yeah. Mm.
Urkel, you put your Urkel in the Stefan machine, get some of that Stefan bussy, dude. That's good American slang to know, James.
What's the Stefan machine?
Give it up
Stefan
for James
machine?
McCann, by the way. James
hey,
McCann,
it's great to be here. What is the Stefan machine?
Jimmy.
So have you ever seen...
I don't want this just to be me
well,
asking
first of all,
for references.
You know what bussy is, right?
Boy pussy.
Yeah, all right.
Some people try and say it's bum pussy, but I have it on good...
Bum pussy is...
I have good confirmation it's boy pussy.
Yeah. But I think people are getting the boy mixed up with like little boy. But it's actually just like gay stuff. Like they're just saying boy pussy for butt pussy.
Yeah. Although you could use it for a little boy. I mean, whatever. You could do whatever you want, I think. If you're in the bussy universe, I think you can kind of use it however you want.
The BU.
My dad One time,
it's definitely a cinematic universe.
Dude, my dad does demolition, so he was like on an excavator one time. He's working for some guy, and the dude's son was like a young kid. The kid was like a boy. And there was this laborer standing next to the machine. I was talking to him. My dad let the big, like, boss's son, like, sit on his lap and do the machine. And this old laborer, his name was Hawk. He just sat there and go, "Damn, I know your daddy like that boy pussy." I'm like, "Oh my God." Dude, this is a nice moment. You don't have to.
What the heck?
Yeah, he's a motherfucker, dude.
"I know your daddy like that boy pussy."
Why are you thinking about that?
It's like fighting words, bro.
Yeah.
I know.
Should have fucked him up.
Yeah.
He drove like a Mitsubishi car, and he always held it down. Like, he's like, "Bro, these are top of the line." I was like, "Dude, they make coffee makers, dude. They make like dirt bikes." Yeah.
Nah, man, that's how you know they're good. That's Yamaha is the one that's the most crazy. Because Yamaha doesn't sell a product; they sell a feeling. I've read their website a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So they only make products that move their heart that they can do at the top level. So they do pianos and motorcycles.
And guitars. Like
saxophones.
And they did archery work, but they decided the bow couldn't be done at the top level of Yamaha excellence. So they got rid of it.
Is that what Yamaha is?
Yeah. It's a Japanese company that just is hooked on a feeling.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
They're just vibes. They bring the vibe into
They have a
like
philosophy.
Ordinary...
Oh, man.
I didn't know that.
What's the philosophy?
That's it. It's like you take the spirit and you... A lot of it is in Japanese and it's hard to understand. But you can do a deep dive on the... It's one of the only companies that seems based on... An insane man.
I feel like all Japanese companies are like companies based on like not feelings, but they all have like they all have a backbone. They don't change. Like
corporate mission, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well,
Toyota.
We have loose corporate missions over here. Over there, they're like, "I'm making sushi by myself in my house until I die."
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honor system.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all about the bag here.
We're all about the bag.
All about
here.
The motherfucking bag, bro.
Yeah.
But no, there's all those things, like, did you ever hear the thing, like, there's a word in Japan that doesn't translate to English. Yeah. It's wobunchuan. It's when the sun touches the ocean, and that feeling you get, it's like, yeah, dude, we know what that is.
It's called a sunset. It's
called chillax, bro. They act like they have words we don't know. It's like, bro, it's called chillax, man.
Wabi-sabi. That's when you break a plate and you fix it, and it's more beautiful than having been.
You put kintsurugi.
Oh, excuse me, what's wabi-sabi?
I don't know.
I've been sounding like a fucking idiot.
Wabi sabi.
That's when you flip over at the massage and say wabi sabi.
I think kintsurugi is particularly with gold, and then they meld it back together with gold.
I hold it. Yeah. I do. What's it called? Kintsurugi.
Yeah.
I hold that down in my house. I read about that one time. Yeah. Anything breaks, I get the super glue. Then I take the gold Sharpie and I just highlight it.
There's a sad Japanese man weeping somewhere. This is not.
Not to my echo true.
I put my own little wabi sabi on it too. What words do you think we have? They don't understand.
Bussy.
No, I reckon they've got bussy.
They know about the bussy.
I reckon all the pervert words they would have.
Yeah, dude. They started the bussy.
They did start the bussy.
Maybe chivalry.
Chivalry?
No, nah, they'd have some sort of Bushido code.
Nah, dude, I don't know. I don't know if they got chivalry. You remember the Nanking?
Yeah, true.
There's no chivalry in that.
Well, I don't think they also, like, did romantic literature hit Japan? That was a European phenomenon.
Yeah, I wonder when that would have come in. We were talking about Hiroshima. Hiroshima's blowing up conservative X.
Really?
Yeah, it's a live
it's
issue.
Up because
again. Yes, it's the third explosion. Like Tucker went on Joe Rogan and was saying like the nuclear bomb was wrong. And now all the neocons are coming out going, "No, it was good. It was nice."
Yeah.
And that's the fault line.
It was good and nice.
Yeah, it saved more Japanese people than it killed.
I don't think.
They're saying, it was for the collective.
It's a tough
for the
one.
Greater good. That is nuts. That is, if you think about the hubris to take that position where anyone can be like, "I'm talking for the collective." It's like, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm dealing more numbers of like tens of million Japanese people 500 years ago. It's like, okay, dude. Yeah, you're right. You're the boss. You win. Shut up, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy to be like a big bomb that killed everybody. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, well, they're saying like, yeah, but think about all the other bad stuff that would have happened if we didn't bomb them. It's an insane, it's a nutso argument.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
The Hiroshima ratio, I think they called it. They tried to figure out how many people would die if they went in. Because the suicides were outrageous.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like every place that the U.S. soldiers went, people were killing
committing
them.
Suicide. So then the bomb was kind of like a guy with a noose, like, "Hold on, little buddy, I got you."
It's just short, sharp. It's a warning. It's a warning shot.
That's crazy.
That killed hundreds of thousands
of
people.
But, like, dude, can you imagine, Nanking, can you imagine the karma you must feel, like, as a society?
Fanan King?
Yeah, like raping and killing a bunch of Chinese people. So like when people start invading you, you're like, they're coming for me.
I don't know, man. I've been reading the Japanese textbooks. I don't think that happened. I think that's fake news. It's Korean propaganda.
It was an inside job.
We don't, the rape is such a strong term.
Yeah, it is a harsh word.
The taking.
You know, Japanese PR?
The acquired. Yeah,
they took Korea.
Yeah. Yeah, Japan.
From behind.
Reappropriation by force in Korea. Yeah, the Koreans don't forgive them. Oh, man. All right. I was on the Wikipedia page for Indonesian Japanese relations.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's a very politically, diplomatically worded. One of the opening paragraphs is like, the Japanese occupied Indonesia, killing, you know, huge numbers of people in what was a difficult time for both countries. That's crazy.
Japan had just went through a breakup.
Yeah. All right. The Indonesians had gotten rid of, or maybe they were like the Dutch were in charge, and then the Japanese came, but there was like an old Javanese prophecy that like white giants would rule for 300 years.
So that prophecy is pretty widespread.
Yellow small people is their term, will rule for a very short amount of time. And so when the Japanese came, people in Indonesia were like, they was like partying on the streets that the prophecy was being fulfilled and they would have independence. And then it was not good.
Oh.
Yeah. They immediately turned into indentured persons
forever.
But I just love that thing of celebrating the prophecy, and then they got their freedom, so maybe it did. There are some great prophecies.
Yeah, and the festival must have been nice too, when they were like, yeah, this is a big party, then you get clamped down on, and there must be something kind of like a spiritual BDSM to be punished by a deity. You know what I mean?
It's the Book of Psalms.
Dude, like I was just reading about the advent of Christianity, and like, yeah, the Jews got like crushed, dude, over and over, and they were like, we're the best. They thought they had like God in a room. That was like the covenant. That little room in the highest part of the temple. And
then
I think
Jesus showed up, and they're like, "Oh fuck!"
What was the name? This was Jesus.
The other guy in the triumvirate goes in there.
Yeah, what the fuck was his name? I forget. It was like
Embarrassed not to know. What's his name?
Augustus, maybe.
No,
Pompey. I think it was Pompey.
Pompey rolled in and said, "There's nothing in here."
Yeah, but he was like, "This room's kind of cool though." And then they were like, how the fuck did he get in here? And then they started had to be like, we're fucked. We need to repent. It's crazy, dude.
It's big waves.
We're
on top and we're on the bottom, which may be continuing to this day, potentially.
But then Pompey got, I think, kind of fucked up pretty hard, because they were like, dude, this guy, because if you would start taking over large portions of the world, like if you'd see somebody doing that, every other religion would be like, fuck, I think their gods must be the one. And then they would get like shot in a boat and just burned alive. And like, yeah, my God still rules. That guy got destroyed.
Then Caesar became their champion, I think. Mm. And then they wept in the streets when Caesar was knifed.
I know I would.
Oh, man, Caesar was so great.
Yeah.
I'm pro-Caesar.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Last time I was on here, I got in trouble because I was asked if I liked Franco. And I gave an over-the-top answer.
Yeah.
Don't love fascism. I think fascism is bad. I just want to say.
Yeah, true.
Brother, fascism is bad. Set the record straight. But Julius Caesar, so cool. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think
it's a long time ago. It's okay.
Yeah, time has to pass.
I don't even know what he did, but hey. Oh,
I don't know either.
He took Gaul. He won a civil war. He redistributed land for people.
That rules.
Oh, yeah, he set up Galatia. Galatia had the ladyboys, too.
Did it?
Yeah, they're like, that was their like highest priest, were just dudes who dressed like girls.
That does sound like the fanciest ladyboy, Galatian ladyboy.
They were the Gaulish. Yeah, they were the Gaulish people. I think it's modern day Turkey, but yeah, Turkey, their original religion was ladyboys. there were these like ladybros that would walk through, and Rome was just kind of like, dude.
Islam does sound like an improvement on the ladyboy religion. If that's the best you were doing on your own, then you would welcome the Arab horde.
Well, no, they were pillagers. The Galatians were just nonstop pillagers, and Rome came through, fucking piped them up big time. It was like, knock it off. And then built them a bunch of cool shit. And the Galatians were like, yeah, we're basically Romans now. But that was like the last vestige of the religion, was like the lady bros.
We're still in the...
Sounds like us.
In Afghanistan. You would have. Have you read about the Bakabazi?
Uh-huh. You get the hottest little sweet boy. And if you're like a feudal warlord in like Afghanistan... Part of your status is like you can grip up like a little sweet boy and make him dress like a girl, and he'll dance for you and all your bros.
And they got playing cards for them. And this is all right. So the Taliban were trying to stamp it out. This is what I read. And then they okay. got I'll a pro-Bakabazi guy in as like the president under the Americans. And he had to go to the UN to give an address. And he had to, what I heard, he had to be talked out of bringing his dancing boy. And he was like, but they won't respect me if I don't have the most supple boy. And he was just like, you will not be bringing the boy to New York City.
Anywhere without my squire. It's true, but he's like, how do you know you don't like it if you don't see my boy dance for you? Yeah. It is funny to be so plugged into your context. You're like, why can't I bring my hot young boy? These are powerful men. This is what powerful
men do.
They're
going to have their boys there.
Yeah, true.
I'll be the only boyless man.
I would look like a fucking idiot without my little boy.
Stupid. Let me get him in a hotel. Come on.
Yeah, man. He probably brought him too. He's just like, oh, look, I'll talk to him. Everything's cool.
Just wait out
Say
here.
You're my son. But Say you're my incredible makeup dancing son.
Traveling from Afghanistan.
They love that here in America. Made up dancing son.
Yeah. They give you a butt like deal.
It's funny having just like Mitch McConnell be like, what? No. Tell him to, no.
Bringing your little boy in a cat carrier from Afghanistan. Put him in the overhead compartment. Yeah,
this is my, what's it? Emotional support boy.
Yeah, my emotional support twink.
Yeah, it's funny how that just kind of lived on through like, you know, like all of the high, like, I mean, they're like ultra conservative.
Yeah.
And yet just like.
But if that's what you want to conserve. If that's already the culture,
true,
then you're a conservative.
True, true, true.
That is true.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's just funny how that sprung up. It's like, women must be fully clothed, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden it's like, my little sweet boy. I need my little sweet treat. And that whole system of thought was like, no, yeah, that's fucking chill. So.
Don't take the boys. Leave the boys.
Yeah. It is kind of like, is it only throw gay guys off a roof?
I do.
I know. I heard.
Wait, does who? Does who do that? Yo,
don't fucking. You could not. You couldn't talk.
Did that's, I toss the shit out of a gay guy?
Yeah, right. Bro,
Kevin
right.
Hart got into trouble for this. You ain't gonna pass.
Yeah, dude. You're gonna get the Oscars.
If my son was gay, I'd stab him. Yeah.
Shame on you. Shame on you. The only thing you should stab him with
your sick pervert.
Stab him with your love and respect.
I'm like, I love you, gay.
I love you, you gay.
I distance myself from these comments immediately.
Nah,
I do too.
You're not you gonna be able, you can't do the Oscars right now.
You guys are being full gay.
I dare you to throw me off a roof, dude.
Yeah, you can't throw all of us off the roof.
True. Man, not while we're furiously sucking you, dude.
I was trying to get a bit about what like progressives and the Islamic State had in common. It's like they both love slut dropping, but that's as close as I got. It wasn't a good.
They like what?
Slut dropping. It's a dance move and also the pushing of a person off a building. I gave up on it just a bit. It was just making people unhappy.
Yeah, yeah. Getting, yeah. So something deeply unsettling about being tossed off a roof. Just because you can see it clearly.
I like to think that the noise I'd make if I got thrown off a roof.
A high pitched scream.
Splat.
You'd have that fucking road. You'd have that coyote moment where you pause. You're like, help. Yeah, true. Yeah, that sucks, man. Getting tall. How many people do you think they've really thrown off a roof? You think some boys, it was just a little bit of Bodmon action that got like. You think that's like a standard procedure?
Throwing off the roof?
Yeah.
I bet it's so much cheaper than the next way.
It was like in movies and stuff where they like hold people over the corners of roofs and stuff.
Like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I think there's a chance it could like happen. Like the mob, you know, a lot of their stuff wasn't real, but they started making it real after movies.
Mm-hmm. True.
I know that.
Yeah. Also, I heard in Africa, in like Liberia, if you're gay, they put you in tires and burn you and like roll you down a hill.
What?
Yeah. I used to work with guys.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. terrible.
They should put a ramp, turn them into gay Evel Knievel.
I mean, you could. They ain't playing, bro.
But then you go the other side. Like America
shit
can't
ain't
figure
as
out
as you think.
America can't figure out how to kill people. Do you know about? Are you do you follow funny. This in this country?
What with what? The capital punishment?
Yeah, you can't. You have capital punishment. And you won't get rid of it. Nope. But then, like in Ohio, they tried to find a new way of doing. They're trying to find like a humane way to kill people. And surprise, surprise, it's hard to kill people in a way that everyone's like jazzed about.
Well, everyone's also different. So like they like the fatal dose. We're like, all right, this will work. Sometimes it just doesn't work on a dude, and he's just like, ah.
Yeah, that's tough.
So they don't do the electrocution. I think they do multiple injections, and everyone hits a button, but only one person actually hits the one that gets them.
What was wrong with firing squad? That seemed like a nice,
quick and
simple,
easy.
Although
there
was a lady in Thailand. Man, I don't want to just repeat things I've read on Wikipedia.
No, that's
all right.
That's all. Yo, welcome to the secrets of podcasting.
I take you to the kingdom of Siam, where a woman was drug smuggling with her partner, and they do machine gun killing. Like they line you up against the wall and they shoot you like 100 times with a bullet. through the heart. Ooh. And so like they're all standing around and they machine gun this woman. But she had a weird, like her body was a mirror image and her heart was on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she lived. And they had to get her back to do it again. It's the only time it had happened. But then her boyfriend, who didn't have that condition, same thing happened. Mm. They just filled him with 100 bullets and then they had to do it again.
What?
That moved me.
Wait, they don't get to live? I feel like if you survive
I think if you survive 100
squad,
bullets, that should be allowed.
Yeah, that's trial by fire. They should let you go.
Yeah.
I find that
he's
hard
a witch!
Well, if they
it
all
might have been like
72
spot. Bullets. I don't know exactly how many bullets.
Even so.
I mean, 50 Cent survived 9, so.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
True yeah. that. There hasn't been another like famous shot rapper late. Like they've been
Megan Thee Stallion.
Not that live. Yeah, she was the only one. But that's not tough.
She's getting in trouble, bro.
For what?
She's
getting in trouble. Yeah, she had sex with a lady in her car, and she made like her photographer. She was like, "You can't leave, you fat bitch. You gotta sit here and watch."
Oh hell yeah!
She made a photographer watch.
Yeah.
Maybe
car.
She took the wrong lesson allegedly. From Lizzo getting through her scandal and was like, "Huh?
What was
Lizzo's
scandal?"
Lizzo went to a Thai. She went to like Thai Wikipedia sex show and made her dancers go in there.
Yeah,
yeah, and like do explicit things with like fruits and.
She took them to a bridal shower. Like, what is it called? A hen's night.
What?
Basically,
I know what you.
Lizzo mean. Bounced back from this.
Is she not fine? She's fine.
Lizzo can bounce many things.
My sister tried to kill her many times off the top of the building. She just keeps.
She was rubber. Yeah, she was rubber. So Megan Thee Stallion's in trouble now? She said she was off her thought shit. She said she's no longer a thought.
Well, she's a liar.
She couldn't give it up.
No,
dude.
She can't give up the thought shit.
So she was just lezzing out on some thought shit and then made her fat photographer watch.
Yeah.
It's the alcohol, dude.
It was so funny.
It's just alcohol.
It's definitely alcohol. If I was a PR, I'd be like, it's alcohol, dude.
It's just alcohol.
And also, like a kid, it's I don't just know. Alcohol. She's like, sit down, dude. Sit down, you fat bitch. Watch this.
Yeah.
What would you do? Walk away or watch it?
For my job as a
photographer? That's not as cool. If you're a big
fat guy,
lady.
It was a guy.
What? Oh. What about that firing squad? A guy's complaining?
It was a guy. He's trying to get her for fucking, he's trying to get her on the reverse rape shit.
Oh.
Meg's about to be the first reverse rape, dude.
Give me the gavel, dude. I'll smash the table. Like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
Is that the first Me Too'd woman?
Yeah.
No. Ellen Minaj. Got Me Too'd for being mean.
Nah, yeah. But that's not. It only counts if it's a sex one.
Wasn't she the one drugging people?
No, Carly B. Carly it was Cardi B, but she's not going to get in trouble for that.
She was a fucking hooker. She was a hooker doing like hooker tricks.
She was doing hooker things.
Yeah, you can't. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
She's a hooker doing hooker stuff.
Yeah.
If guys can rap about murdering people, Cardi B can drug John and steal $50.
She's going to be the first she too.
She won't. Nobody, dude, the public opinion is going to go, dude, shut up.
Dude, there's going to be so
was
many.
Was it a gay photographer? That'd be kind of shitty if you had a
I don't know if he was
pretty
gay.
Fucking gay.
Me shrew. That's all I have.
That's news,
dude.
To me.
The women are about to get owned.
I hope so.
There's a bunch of dudes who be beat up by their girlfriends who are about to be so.
Oh, Mia
Hamm
got in trouble. Remember when she put the hands on her bow?
Who's that?
Mia
Hamm,
the old soccer player. Yeah, the goalkeeper.
Was she beating up a lady though?
She's the one with the short hair.
No, it was a man. She was beating up her husband. I'm pretty sure.
Damn. Oh no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. The one I'm thinking of did not have a husband.
Megan Rapinoe.
Maybe.
No, not Megan.
With that last name, she might have been getting up to some real bets.
It's the lady, Hope Solo. It's Hope Solo.
Hope Solo, that's
she
it.
Sold her butthole.
Who the hell did I say? Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm's gay.
Who's
Mia Hamm's gay.
She's a soccer player.
Yeah. It's Hope
they're
Solo.
All in relationships with
no,
each other.
No, it's Hope Solo.
It's Hope Solo, yeah.
Hope Solo? Oh, Hope she's a red.
Oh, wow. There it is. It's right at the top.
Yeah, she put the hands on Bo.
What?
She's big
she
as shit, though.
She shot the fade with Bo.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Hope Solo is like 6'5". Yeah.
Gorgeous
what?
Angel.
Yeah, she's definitely an Amazon queen.
I'd like it if she beat the piss.
Yeah,
Death
also.
By Snoop Snoop.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, dude, that is Hope is not guilty of any crime.
She was assaulted and injured. My nephew came at me. My niece and my nephew ganged up on me.
Oh, she fought an NFL player?
That was her ex-husband.
Was it Sean Merriman?
No,
Jeremy Stevens. Damn, she got drunk and beat up her husband, an NFL player. Yeah, dude, that doesn't count. Girls can't get in trouble for this.
Yeah.
They should just like lose all their money in a divorce. If they beat up their husband, they should be like, all right, you don't get it.
Nah, man.
Yeah, she loses all $70,000 she made from the
Yeah, but he's an NFL player.
What about equality, dude? They won it.
Dude, I believe in a powerful
equal
theocracy.
Rights, equal lives.
True.
I beat Hope Solo ass.
I mean, no, in the letter of the law, for sure, you can have equality. But then in the spirit of the law, it's like, if some dude was like, I just divorced my wife for beating me, it's like, dude. Just say she was annoying. Dude, don't say your wife was beating you, you weirdo.
That is a nice scapegoat.
It's going to be super hard to beat the bitch allegations, though. Like, if you, like, sue your wife or, like, divorce her for getting beat up or, like, you know?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's going to call you a pussy and laugh at you.
Oh, man, but Jay-Z would. I mean, if that was Jay-Z's worst thing people were saying about Jay-Z, he would be thrilled.
What do you mean?
Because he got beat up by a lady.
Did he really?
Yeah, in the elevator. Saline.
Oh, no, that doesn't count.
Just kept kicking him in the testicles.
Doesn't count.
That's because he was cheating on Beyonce with Becky, the white woman.
Yeah, he went with Becky.
Yeah, she beat him up. That is weird. Her younger sister tried to attack him.
Yeah.
He was just doing a little Joshua Henderson.
He's looking for pogs.
He's looking for pogs, and Solange didn't like that.
Remember the name. He had the beautiful hair.
Who did?
Joshua Henderson.
Yeah, he's got the Lego head for sure.
I'm going to take him and put that in a... That should be sampled immediately. Someone's probably already done
it. There's a bunch of Joshua Hendersons. I was looking them up the other day. There's like serious dudes on LinkedIn that like take an interview for job interviews. And just, he comes up, I'm going to think time.
Oh, no, I was looking for the other Joshua Henderson.
Who?
No, you try and get that particular Joshua Henderson for a job.
I know. You're like, dude, I'm definitely hiring this guy. Dude, I got, not to be gross, but I got some warts blasted off me today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the nitrous shit. This is something else. This wasn't even a wart.
That's uncomfortable. I've had that done.
Yeah, dude. He gave me a full 5 seconds. I got one on the motherfucking leg. He's like, what are you coming in for? I was like, you got to take away my wicked wart. Dude, 5 seconds, dude. He just had the nitrous, whatever it is. That shit, nitrous oxide. Yeah. No,
the upside down.
Liquid nitrous. Yeah. He didn't blast me with the fucking funny gas. Yeah, dude. He hit me in the leg for like 5 seconds, dude. And it like... I was yelping. He was like, it's three. And I was like, it hurts. Sting.
How many warts have you got?
I just had one. This is something else. This is like a precancerous type thing.
But I got one.
Something like
that.
I got one.
You got a motherfucking wart?
No, the precancer thing.
Yeah, bro. I had one right here.
It's the sun. We're getting fucking beat up by the sun.
I'm sun maxing. I don't believe in that.
I'm sun maxing.
Yeah, me and Gardiesel were in Vegas this weekend. Shout out motherfucking Vegas. Shout out Wise Guys.
Vegas, shout out Wise Guys.
That was sick. We stayed in the historic Mandalay Bay. I was telling you guys last night. Yeah, my view was absolutely despairing. Just the view they gave me, I thought I'd see the pool. They gave me the full tragedy view.
Oh, they gave you the back?
No, I think it was the front. I can't tell, but I think I was in the front because I was like, dude, I heard they had a really sick pool. I was on like the 59th floor.
Yeah.
Look out. It's just like a covered tent, almost like not like a circus looking thing, but like a big party tent and just like a desolate lot. And every day I'd crack my windows and look at it and go, I FaceTime my family, my my wife and the kids, because they were like,
look at the view.
They like to see like my room, so I'm like, check out the view, and then I didn't realize I was naked and I was being totally reflected in FaceTime. It's a big bushed out.
Oh man. Hopefully I had to take a picture of my passport and I was naked in the house, and I realized the first picture I was far enough away and I was naked and there was a light behind me and my entire flaccid penis. It looked great, but I did decide to retake that photo.
Yeah, hopefully my kids are still on that MIB flash part of their development where they don't remember anything.
Yeah. Wait, do your children not see you naked?
They've seen me naked a bazillion times, but the one's four now. Four is the kind of cutoff.
It starts to be.
Four, they start to kind of stare, and you're like, all right, take it easy. Because they're like intensely curious. They're like, because they're all about classifying.
I know. When I take them to a restroom when we're out and about, I have to ask them to turn around.
That's what I do. But they
want to see.
They're a bit voyeuristic, though. You're like, turn around. I'll turn around. I'm like, yo, what's turn around?
They don't have the shame yet.
No, they don't. They want to see.
It's the job of a father to put the shame in the children.
It is. But it kind of sucks when you're in a public bathroom with, like, your daughter, and, like, dudes are coming in. She's always... It just feels weird because, like, dudes are in there shitting and, like, dudes are pissing. And she'll full-on, like, go to a urinal and try to, like, birdwatch. And I'm like, yo, come here.
Touching the walls.
Ugh.
Yeah. Man.
But they'll hear a guy, we'll be in a stall and she'll be peeing and a guy will be, like, unleashing, like, a 50-year-old man dump. And she'll be like, Dad, is he pooping? And I'm like, yes. Shut up. No. Quiet. I have a confession to make. I love trees. Recently, I got a tree from Fast Growing Trees and it was such an easy process. Yeah, I'm all about that, dude. Getting some motherfucking ISIS-end trees in the mail. Shit. Everybody needs trees. It's always a goodbye if you're listening to this saying, I don't need trees or I don't like trees. Then maybe you don't love the earth, you fucking asshole, or property value, and you need to take a good hard look at yourself. Once you're done with that head, once you're done looking at yourself, take a head over to fastgrowingtrees.com, the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with over 2 million happy customers. What's great about them is that isn't just the fact that they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and trees. It's the other stuff you have no idea about. They show what's going to grow best where you live. They have real plant experts that will help you not fuck it up, their words. They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee for when you fuck it up. And then they'll deliver it to your door in 1 to 2 days. I actually need this. I have a money tree that's, fuck, I can't figure it out. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our podcast get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DRENCHED at checkout. That's an additional 15% off fastgrowingtrees.com using the code DRENCHED at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code DRENCHED. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions always apply. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have time to go to the doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. That's a statement of our society. Through Hims, now you can go get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. They're asking for the personal endorsement. I'm rock fucking hard, guys. I'm sorry. I can't lie. Rock hard over here, but, you know, maybe I'll send something to some of my motherfucking homies. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you stay inside, get hard. Lazy to go to the
doctor. That might also be the root problem for your penis.
Yeah, I mean, I just... Gotta let the doc say, but it's like, can you face the doc? That's hard to face another man and say, brother, I can't get my goddamn dick hard. I need some motherfucking mints off these. I need some motherfucking dick mints. Yeah, man. You know, look, hey, it's their boner, right? It's between them and themselves. Start your free, buddy. If you need help, does anyone have a hard time getting their dick hard? I'm not, look. If you're in that position, I'm not trying to be in your face. I've suffered one time where I couldn't get my dick hard.
Did you ever see the Pelé ads for erectile dysfunction?
What ads?
The best soccer player in Brazil. He would always say, like, if I had erectile dysfunction.
There you go.
This is the product I would use.
That's a good point. Yeah, if I had that, I would chew those motherfucking mints up. But that's the thing. It's like, it'll come for all of us one day. And it's like, do you welcome it into your life and say, yeah, I just don't get boners anymore? Or do you fucking go against nature and get a fucking hard-ass dick with your mints?
Chain yourself back to a madman.
It's your journey. When it, you know, I've had my penis fail on me one time, and it's not fun at all. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drenched. That's hims.com/drenched for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/drenched. Hard mints are chewable compounded products, which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescription requires an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plans. Here we go, last one. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham all in the same entry. What? Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I mean, dude, I fucking love it so much that I use it all the time. Download the app today and use code DRENCHED for first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app and use code DRENCHED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Look, this is the gentlemanly option, fantasy sports app. Prize Picks. It's for gentlemen, dude. Some of that other bull. I'm not going to talk about other stuff. Prize Picks, dude. Be a gentleman about it. Get in there, guard dog. What you got?
The next Optimum Noctis show with me, Nate, and Lemaire is on Tuesday, May 7th. If you can come to that, please, we'd really appreciate
it. They're very fun.
And yeah, and all of our friends will be there. It's a good lineup.
It's going to be a great lineup.
At the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. And then Raleigh Goodnights on June 6th. I'll be there, and I'm bringing Biza. And then I'm doing the other shows the next week on my Instagram. Thank you.
Go, 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 go.
You guys.
Yeah.
August 16th, I'm going to be in Massachusetts. Please come through.
There you go. Yeah. Hell yeah. Where can I get the tickets, brother? Where can I get the tickets, brother?
Fucking helixesports.com.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. James Donald Force McCann Catamaran Plan. I have no gigs. I only have a Patreon.
That's perfect. Please come to Indianapolis. That is May 16th to the 18th. Comedy Works Denver. Houston Improv, please. And that's pretty much it for now. Please come to those three shows. Go to mattmccusker.com/dates. But you can just go to mattmccusker.com and then just click on dates. It's a little easier. Yeah, do that. Please come to some shows. It's been very fun. I love seeing you guys out there. Okay.
God bless you.
There's a glory hole at a gig recently.
Yeah?
Where?
At the Creek. Someone had draped some toilet paper over it as a respectful.
Yeah.
If you don't, the little curtain.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz. Curtains pay up. No attention to the man.
There's a GH there?
Yeah, a big one. Like an unnecessary, and I was next to a man who was
unnecessary
vacating the bowel next to me.
It was because he did it for an album picture. Somebody's album picture, they put a glory hole in there and he never took it out.
How hard is it to get some plaster down at Home Depot?
Is it a dormant? Is it dormant or active?
I assume it's active because they have just, it's a very thin covering.
Let me hit the subreddit real quick.
I don't think I've ever seen a glory hole in real life in a toilet.
Me neither.
It's your first. Chill by it.
It's the least glorious hole.
I was wondering how glorious it was.
Put a trail cam on it.
You should put a guillotine on the other side. Yeah. Treat people right.
Put ring doorbells on both sides of the glory hole.
Put two fingers through and just see if anything pops through and just grip it up and like, freeze, you're under citizen's arrest. I'm calling the police. I have a gay man by his penis, officer.
Take as long as you like.
He just starts bucking. You're like, stop moving. You're making me jerk you. Stop.
Stop. I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you come.
No. That would be like keeping a big fish. That would be like keeping a big fish on the line. That would be the fight.
Yeah, put your thumb in the hole.
You got to hook up.
Officer, I've got a gay man by the penis. Get here quick.
It's going soft.
He's just... against the wall.
Damn. I mean, how do you think police caught George Michaels by doing that? He was doing that funny business.
Man, there's a number.
He got four counts of funny business.
There was a senator who had his foot under the senator. He said, "I have a wide stance." He was tapping his foot in a special code.
Being a secretly gay senator, is there any better life? Just being a powerful
man. The
rush man.
Every day you survived would be
exactly
incredible.
And just being like. Passing a law, just stopping fucking like stopping a bunch of people from getting like benefits. I'm like, all right, I won that battle. It's time to go suck a guy's dick in the gas station bathroom.
This truly is the greatest country in the world.
Then you gotta go home and kiss your wife and be like, we did it.
Oh yeah,
we did it tonight, honey.
Just a cheek kiss at that point. Once you get super powerful, you can only kiss your wife on the cheek.
The saddest article I ever read was by a gay man who was addicted to having sex in public toilets. And it was him going like, I'm so disgusted by myself and I want to stop. This is not who I am. But I keep going back to the toilets. And I believe he had a bad experience in the toilets that went in a direction he wasn't happy with. I believe he was assaulted, but he was like, but it's too good. So even though I'm traumatized and I have to relive my trauma every time,
what?
I can't keep away from the
toilets.
He's
not that traumatized.
Oh, you bet.
No, that's how horny he was.
Let me. I was in Ground Zero. I told you guys this weekend. I was in the.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a spa pass so I can do the sauna at the historic Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go get a sauna. They had a cold plunge there. I'm like, this is going to be sick. I can't wait to do this. By the way, you also have to pay $25 to work out of the Mandalay Bay. Really? Kind of fucked up. You'd think they'd be a little more enticing.
It's enough to make a man real angry.
Aspiring gay rage. Took a second. That's so unreasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. I was angry there.
Yeah, man. It is a kind of, it does kind of piss you off.
What happened in the
spa? So I get the spa, again, pausing myself on the spa pass. I know it's not like the sickest, most hetero thing to do. But usually it's chill. I go sit in the sauna. I sweat it out. This had the cold plunge as well. And it was like, it was beautiful. It was like these two hot tubs with like rocks and waterfalls. And then like a, what looked like a hot tub with just cold water. Yeah. It wasn't that fucking like 30 degree bullshit. This is like 50. It's nice. You can get in there. So I walk in, and by the way, I had my bathing suit that I was saving for my swim with Sean.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to waste my bathing suit. We hit the pool later. We hit the wave pool.
We hit the pool. Yeah, we were in the wave pool.
But this is before the wave pool. So I'm like, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, I'm going to preserve. And I was like, it's the spa. I'll just rock the boxer briefs. But I had my towel. So I have my towel, my boxer briefs. So I'm like, I'm walking with my towel on me. And this dude, like 50-year-old gay man, just leers at me, and I'm looking. I'm like, bro, what? And it was like, it was enough. Like a glance is a glance, whatever. This was a locked eye contact that I was like not making, but I could feel them burning into my head. And I look back, and I'm like,
you felt the male gaze.
Nice. I felt the male gaze, the predatorial gaze. It is not comfortable, dude. And I just go, dude. And I look, and I go, fuck. All right,
because you think it'd be nice, but it's not.
It's not, dude. If he had told me to smile, I would have flipped.
Did it look like
smile,
he
baby? I'd be like, don't tell me that. The what?
I always feel like it feels like they're going to eat me. It feels like not just like oh, you're beautiful. I want to be with you. It's like I'm going to consume and have. Like I think we must look like that. Must be what I look like when I look like at a woman.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant. It's not like a welcoming gesture of.
It's not. I experienced it firsthand. It is not flattering. It is not welcoming. Because then you start to question yourself. And there's enough gay guys in there. That I started being like, am I just gay?
Because I'm sure this was the hotel sauna. If you had to pay to get in, and it was full of gay men. Was there a little swing in the corner?
The Mandalay gay.
No, it was. For real.
Dude, you got so many gays. You were like, you just started to feel. You're like, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, here's the thing, because that was kind of like, all right, whatever. I'm in fucking Las Vegas in a spa in a hotel. Obviously, there's old gay guys in there. No big deal. Keep it a fucking 100, bro. Go ahead, soldier. Go in the spa or go in the fucking sauna. So I walk in and then. I'm just chilling. So now, obviously, I'm recovering from it right now. I had a vicious hemi. I had a little, another one of those just butt-blocking hemis. Yeah.
Blood clot.
Oh, blood clot.
Are you recovering from that because you had it frozen off with nitrous?
No. I go natty on these. I get these. Okay. Lamera has gotten them as well. They're called I get thrombosis where it just comes... It like emerges out and like it for like blocks half your. It's the boulder in front of the tomb.
Yeah.
It blocks half of your butt.
3 days later, it'll roll away.
It's more like six or seven. But it's after 3 or 4 days, it starts to go down. Here's the first time I got it. It affected me mentally. When the first time I got one of these vicious hemis. Now I'm able to get them and just go like business as usual. And like the first 3 days are kind of painful, and then it starts to subside. And you're like, all right, it's the thing. I mean, now it's like the size of a fucking Tic Tac, which is. Much better, but it was on full blast in the Vegas spa. So I bust off the towel. I'm in my boxer briefs. I couldn't sit on my ass like that. So
you should have used it to scare them away. You should have flashed the hemi to the gate.
He would have popped it, bro. He would have popped my cherry.
Matt, if you were on all fours in a sauna,
I wasn't on all fours. I was on all fours.
I'm just saying.
I'll show you how
much of this was his fault.
Obviously, don't victim blame. So first of all, so I go like this. I have my legs up like a fucking merman. I was like this. I have my legs up like this. On the bench in my boxer briefs, dude. So I'm like, I'm in there alone though. So I'm like, all right, I'm cool. The same guy walks in and just doesn't even sit down. He just stands by the door and just is looking in my direction. I'm like, bro, get out. So I just fucking put the head down. I was like, oh man, this is not a good look that I have right now. So I put the head down. Like 2 minutes later, he leaves. And I was like, it was just so uncomfortable. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So I'm sitting there. All right, get out of there. I'm like, all right, man, whatever. Keep the towel on, chill out. So I go, then I go. I'm walking. I'm like, is every dude in here fucking gay? And then I'm like, nah, dude, you're just being a psycho. And then I'm looking now. I'm like casing everyone up. I see the one guy. I'm like, he's just like a regular dude. They give you a little key thing. Like it's like this. It's like a real tight version of this with like a key wrapped around it. So you just I was just like carrying mine. Some dudes wear them around the wrist. I'm like, all right, this one dude. I'm like, yeah, he's not gay. I looked up. He had his key ring around his thigh, and I was like, ah.
He had a garter kit.
That's a gay way. That's a gay way to hold on to that thing. That's. Which again, it was like I don't care, but then it
I think it's fair for you to go. I don't want to have a man have sex with me in this sauna
for sure, or even approach. Or I'm telling you, there were so many gay men in there that it has a disorienting effect where you go, I have a gluten allergy. I'm in the spot. Maybe I am just a gay guy. Maybe I might just be. I'm in the. I was sitting there like, dude, this is fucked.
You but got caught in the gay delusion.
I did. Well, luckily I had a good. Luckily, I had Stockholm, dude. Yeah. But luckily, I was able to like confront this as a thought pattern and go, bro, relax. You're being a psycho, and I was able to completely detach from this and chill. And then I was telling Sean, I hit the cold like the cold plunge. Total hetero sanctuary.
Yeah.
Sat in the cold plunge. Nice. Dude, the gay guys are swimming around the hot tub. I was just in fucking like 60-degree water, 57-degree waters, being like, you bros can't even come in. The gay guys couldn't go in the cold water.
That's base.
That was home base. That was the one thing. I got to sit there.
I'm a base.
Yo, bro, you guys can't come in here.
Wait, gay guys are afraid of cold water?
They don't want immense comfort. Yeah, they want immense comfort, bro.
And they want to hang.
Yeah, they did not. Dude, I'm telling you, that was the only place I went in there, and it was just like no one would step foot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They can't handle.
They were crocodiles. They were crocodiles in the hot tub. hungry. I was in the freezing water, just like, come get me, dude.
I was going to look for a gay gym to go to, but now I don't want to.
Why?
Do it.
Why?
I wanted a gym that didn't have ladies at it. I don't want to be a creepy guy.
Bro,
and I just wanted a man only gym, but then that might be.
Dude,
that might
you
be.
You want to be top of the food chain or bottom of the food chain?
I want to be outside the food chain, working out in private.
You can't exit the food chain. I learned that sadly this week.
I want the asexual men's only gym. That's what I go to. Is it?
No,
that's Planet Fitness.
Just the Y. There's nothing gay about the YMCA.
The Y rules, but they got some babes at the Y.
I think there's a whole song about.
I know. I was joking. I was having a laugh.
Yeah, I go to a gym. I go to a gym now, and I won't say the gyms. I don't want to get in trouble, but it's pretty sick. They also have a sauna there, which is pretty sick. But it's always just packed with like the most insane people every time. But the one guy I was talking to, someone, a dude who listens to the podcast, caught me in the sauna, and we also took a very compromising photograph. He's like, "Can I get a picture?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." We took a picture in the sauna, and I'm just like, bro, sweating their shirts off. Like, I'm behind him, like. So then, I was talking to that dude, and he was like telling me, I was like, someone asked him about the steam room. He goes, I don't go in the steam room. I'm like, why? He's like, the manager of the gym told me, he's like, what about the steam room? And the manager of this very gym was like, oh, he's like, you can go in there if you want to get cum all over your feet.
Like a movie theater.
I think he was talking about a different location, though. You know, I don't get in trouble. But
the big sex hotspot is the prayer room.
So what?
You know when you get in a hospital or like an office building, like a big business,
like
or
an airport?
Yeah. Because it's empty. No one goes there.
I thought about going in there before, but I'm always like, I don't feel like going.
I went into the Pittsburgh one before I left. I was trying to do a podcast and I needed somewhere quiet.
What if you see someone from another religion? Don't you have to like vanquish them?
Yeah, it's the holy war room.
You gotta pick it around the times of prayer.
You gotta rip the towel out from under them like a tablecloth.
It's meant to be interfaith. Everyone's getting along, but I can't believe it. Can't believe they'll get along. But that was a big scandal in our Parliament House in government. That's where everyone would go to have sex, in the prayer room.
Sons of bitches, man.
It's not right.
Nothing sacred anymore.
Every religion's upset.
Yeah,
they're always non-affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are mad about that. You can't like go into like a prayer room and just jerk off unless you're like, I'm like a Dionysian. You could be like, I'm from like a Dionysian cult.
This is how I worship.
This is my dancing boy. This is what we do.
I'm practicing orgiastic rites. Yeah.
Dude, we should start an airport prayer room orgy. That sounds like a blast.
I mean, if you look it up on the internet in a different
again. He's on his freak bullshit.
You on
dude.
Your freak shit again?
What are you talking about? I've been a nice boy
you
all
gotta
episode.
Find the light, brother.
True, bro.
There must be. Every time I look at the airport and they have these chambers now, I think people must use them to wank. Do you know the
lactating suites?
The lactating suites and the working suites and just like rooms you can't see into that are just big enough for one person on the internet.
Did you see those things in the
not
airport?
That I would do that.
What?
But
what
I've
are you pointing at Gardini for?
This
no.
guy takes hotel or airport beats.
It was one
no.
time.
No.
Brother, I've done it on the plane.
One time.
I've done it on the plane. I get chubbed up on the plane.
What?
Man.
If they can milk themselves in there, why can't I?
Fair point. Fair point.
Hashtag.
I can only be honest, and I definitely have fapped in
it
a plane bathroom.
Like
it was like a
beat.
2-seconder, bro.
I had like a spite beat in one.
A spite
my,
beat?
My flight was delayed like 6 hours. And I was
that's
like,
not your fault.
I had to get the evil out of me, dude. I was a grumpus.
You had to become a good customer.
Yeah, you had to become a happy customer.
That's the fate of the airport.
No,
bathroom.
The customer is sometimes wrong. I think that's sad.
Yeah, I feel guilt about that. But you know,
I just had like a vicious like hangover boner one time on a flight, and it was like kind of long, and I was just like just chubbed for hours, and it just, dude, it was crazy.
We sandwiched a freaking nasty babe on the flight home from Vegas.
Yeah, she's a girl spreader.
Yeah, girl.
She wouldn't
girl
move
spreading.
To the side?
No, she's in the middle.
No, she's in the middle, and she was just fucking boss hog on the fucking both armrests.
Yep.
Just mushed me into the wall.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She was girl spreading. I can just go perv zone. Oh, our elbows are touching. Yeah. Welcome to the perv zone.
Was she a large person?
Yeah,
she was a muscle mommy. Yeah.
She was stripper build. I would say
pre-muscle mommy.
You know, like women are like, they're large, but they're not like big or like proportioned. They're like well proportioned, but just tall.
Like that soccer player.
Sort of like Hope Solo, yeah.
Yeah, but a little, I would say more, I haven't really got a good glimpse of Hope Solo, but definitely a little more feminine.
Mm.
She was an Amazonian queen, for sure.
Yeah, it's a thick time.
She's a thick time. The tall time.
I don't remember my name.
But yeah, we were getting like crushed, because that's the thing. It's like, whenever I'm on an airplane, I'm like, please, I would prefer for a lady to take the seat next to me, just because like, you get a big dude, and it's like, the dominance battle will kind of bother me a little more. For a lady, I go, you take that.
I was next to Lemaire on the flight back from Nashville, and I thought we'd struggle, two healthy people, sitting there getting that. It was fine. We both shared. Have you spoken about that?
No. I haven't.
We went to Disneyland.
Right.
And then we did a show at the comedy club, and there was a, maybe I shouldn't give away how I know, but I don't want to shame that woman.
True. Well, it's not a shaming. So we basically talked to a Disney insider, put it that way. Someone
that's
who
nice.
Worked at Disney. And I don't know how, we were just talking about like the
conduct.
I said,
how do the fat people get on the rides?
Yes, that's how it started.
Good
and she
question.
Said, we,
or how, no, we, how do you handle it if someone is too fat to get on the ride? Because it's like, obviously people have gotten fatter. Like, how do you, so they have to be at Disney World, everyone, anything you ask them, they're like, what's that? Oh, yes. Of course.
So nice.
And everyone's so like ridiculously nice. It's like, yeah, if you have like a, like if you encounter the reality of a situation, how would you keep the Disney magic on that? And that's when she hit us with the code for if someone like, how did it get? It came from that.
She's like,
too fat to fly.
Well, yeah. She's like, if we need to put them in a special area, we go over the intercom. We got two HPs here.
Healthy people.
I said, what's HPs? Healthy people. I've been calling myself a healthy person.
Hefty. Got a healthy person. It was very funny to have that.
Nice.
The nastiest thing you could say about them, that if they heard it, no one would lose their job.
Yeah.
Healthy people.
It's also, if you just said healthy and like you have a big fat wife and husband looking at each other like, we have been taking care of ourselves. It's time for us to take the biggest thing as a treat.
It's healthy.
But yeah, we got hit with a fucking, we took the tour of, what the fuck was that called? Not Space Mountain, the Epcot ball.
I don't know. It's not the Sphere. That's the other one. But Spaceship Earth?
Yeah, Spaceship Earth.
It's nice. The whole history of Western civilization.
Yeah, that's fun. I did that when I was a kid.
It's very tight. It hits harder. If you see it now as an adult, especially as like a red pill adult such as yourself, you'll see it. You'll see it. It'll for real hype you up.
It's nice.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible.
The whole way up was great. The whole way up, it's like how we invented everything. And then you get to the top and there's the stars. And then on the way back down, they just play you a little video about the future, which is, that probably is the future, is a nice little video where we all just sit in our little chairs and watch our video. But I definitely felt the way up was great and the way down was.
Well, it was crazy.
Made me sad about the future.
Yeah, I also, my shit was in Chinese, so it was fucking me up. My whole tour was in Chinese. We sat in the car. We sat in the car for our CPs, dude. I don't know. It was just the programming was fucked up.
Damn, that'd be so nice if the Chinese one was completely different.
True.
They're like, we invented everything.
Look at these lies.
Yeah, everyone else lies about everything.
This is the Roman Empire. We invented gunpowder way before this.
I mean, technically.
The Roman Empire is fucking sick, dude. So tight.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'm
not really know like much it? About it. What's the Roman Empire?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, fool? What's your problem with
the
Roman
Empire?
I don't
know nothing about the Roman Empire. Aren't they dead, though?
Yeah, they're dead though, but
people keep trying to claim it.
They live on in the Catholic Church pretty much.
They're not better than us though. We the greatest empire.
I mean, we would smash the Roman Empire, dude. They would have no idea.
One drone.
See how long you can hold on to it.
One
they'd
drone.
They had like 700 years. You're at what? How long has this been going for?
We're like three.
Shit.
It's a good start.
700.
It's a good start.
We're there.
We're halfway there.
If we can.
Living
we can,
on a prayer.
If we can fully, you know. I think what democracy came out of Greece. If we could come up, we'd come up with a cool new way to do everything. That's the problem.
I already got in trouble for saying Franco was the answer, so I don't want to do that again. It's not the answer.
We're falling into damn capitalism right now, which is not the answer.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Capitalism? It's just about the...
It was an improvement from feudalism.
Well, it's just going to decay us.
Yeah, but it's like, here's the thing. It's going to bring us to a breaking point that we'll have to come up with a new and cooler system, which I think we might be on the cusp
of. We can become the USSR.
What do you mean?
Like, as soon as the war was over, everybody was poor and nothing worked. Like, nothing. Everything was gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it hitting. I don't see it hitting that way.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I think you'll get poorer first. It's weird because Australia is just like America, but 20% poorer.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like gas is a little more, and all the servings are a bit small, and we haven't risen up and changed it yet. Your living standards can come way down before you'll be ready to kill
and
people in the street.
It's the thing.
I'm ready to kill somebody right now.
If you win a war, your standing of living doesn't decrease. It just only gets better.
Yeah.
If we just win all these wars we're starting, we might be in an even better
space.
If
we win all the wars we're not involved in,
if we can just win all these proxy wars and then conquer Africa for once.
Africa's over, dude. There's Chinese and Russia.
Yeah, but they might let those boys do their thing and then topple them and be like, yank.
Who, us?
Yeah. US of A. The great liberators.
We did let them kick France out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
France was down there?
France was in Africa.
France was there?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they had so many civil wars in Africa, like last year, because it was a Chinese-Russia operation to get rid of the French leaders.
France, held onto its colonies incredibly. Like, Britain has almost no ties except, we all get together and we do a running race once every couple of years. But, France is still, I think, economically dominating those countries.
Damn.
They're in the five, right?
The big five?
Yeah. Isn't France in the big five?
Yeah, they're holding on.
Yeah, they're top five countries.
Yeah.
Top five for sure. But, I don't know, man. I don't know.
No way. India's got to beat France by now.
No, I don't think India's in there.
In terms of what?
And for the UN?
India doesn't get in the UN. That seems unfair.
India's not allowed in the UN?
No. Well, they're not allowed in the Big Five Security Council.
Okay.
I think it's and Germany's not allowed in there. It's France, UK, China, Russia, America.
Yeah. Oh, for real? What? Wait a second. I thought we were at war. We're all in a council together?
Yeah.
That's why it exists. Yeah.
So we don't do a war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then NATO is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
NATO is,
So we're in a group with Russia, but then NATO's a thing kind of against them.
No. NATO is NATO's kind of like another version of the UN, but for over there. For Europe, right? Not Europe, but the whole.
Yeah, Australia's not in NATO. Yeah. We have a different deal. Apparently it's meant to be a trade organization. Like the name is trade organization. Right? I don't know how much trade is
They're trading
on.
Weapons.
Yeah.
They're trading bullets.
Yeah, bodies.
They just passed that bill, dude. 95 billy.
To who? Russia or Ukraine?
Ukraine, Israel, and what's the other one? Whatchamacallit just got it.
I'll be honest. Israel doesn't need our help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Nah, man.
They
Israel's
seem like they're winning.
Good. Yeah.
They don't seem.
Well, I mean, they're getting bag, bro.
They actually have pretty good defense and pretty good military themselves. They don't need us.
Defense wins championships.
Let's go.
Yeah, it is kind of shitty. I was saddened to see the 95 bill passed. I saw it and I was
who
like,
who else
God
they
dang.
Give that bill to?
One other country, like Taiwan, I think.
Taiwan is.
That's to piss off China, though. That's pretty bad. You can't give money to Taiwan.
I'd like to give $95 billion to Taiwan to see what's up.
Yeah, watch all them lady boys bloom.
Imagine the rocking tits they're about to get. It's Thailand.
It's definitely Thailand.
It's not Taiwan. It's Thailand. It's funner to imagine.
They
that.
Messed up. We just funded a bunch of lady boys.
It's all going to be the same country in 50 years.
Yeah, dude, people get mad when you say that.
The People's Republic of China.
People get mad when you say, I've said that too. I'm like, the eventuality is that it's undeniable. Like, you want fucking one world. It's like, I don't want anything, bro. It has nothing to do with me. I wish I was that powerful, but it does seem that way. It's all going to congeal into some fucking thing.
One day, somebody's going to rise up and take over China.
Who?
I don't know.
A brave female warrior. Milan.
I think it's going to be a new Chinese guy. It's going to be a new Chinese guy.
Well, in China, they say what happens is
Andrew Yang.
The coast gets very rich. The coast gets rich, and the inland people get poorer and poorer.
And then they eventually come
and
in.
And then they revolt, and they smash them out. They pipe them up. And then they all start fighting. That's how China's has been. That's been China's just story over
Kinda
and over.
Kind of sounds like here, but with Trump, you know?
No, nothing
you
don't
think at Trump's all. The Midwest
not
guy?
Like that at all. No.
Trump's totally Midwest.
No, dude. You're talking about like peasant farmers and then like international traders.
Dude, you see how much money farmers make? They're kind of peasants.
Farmers are all the rage here.
Yeah.
If you're like a leftist armpit hair lesbian here, you love farmers.
Farmers don't make a lot of money. They fucking all their profits are cut by Monsanto because they have to buy seeds every year.
Sure, but,
yeah, I heard about that.
They weren't really getting the bag before that either, Lemaire. Farming's been a pretty fucking ruthless, earthy. Although, I think if you get the family farm popping hard enough, you can cash in and get a couple milli.
Mid-1800s, people were doing very well financially.
Farming.
But since then, it's come down.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
Rightly so. No way, dude.
They ended the slavery.
James, no way, dude.
The shit used to be sweet.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you might be right, James.
Yeah.
They increased the minimum wage.
One thing about slavery, it's a perfect way to build an economy.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're not paying any money.
We could all take turns.
Dude, yeah, routine slavery.
Working at Walmart's pretty close.
Yeah.
This is a trope, and everyone, I don't talk about it on stage, but it's the thing that most shocked me about America. What? Every person at Walmart is unhappy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone at every other business everyone at Target seems happy. Everyone at, they're doing better.
Yeah, better than Walmart.
I went to Walmart here, there was a lady with big, weird hair. One of the arms on her glasses was missing. So she was like that the whole time. She was so unhappy. Also, everybody spoke Spanish. I had to use my high school Spanish to buy a mesa por mi familia. Para niños, mesa. That was all I had.
Corn. Like,
para por.
Corn.
Corn.
Isn't that mesa?
Maize?
Bro.
Mesa was table. I hope it was table.
You want corn for
a
joke?
No, maize is. That's close.
Corn.
They'd love some corn right now. This is. If we can work it out in this country, we'll be fine. But otherwise, they're just eating corn.
Yeah, dude. The level of that. That was my justification for the. That was my justification. The idea of you buying corn for your children at Walmart. So I'm here to buy a single cob of corn, senora. Yeah, that was my justification from stealing from the self-checkout, because I was like, these people are in such an existential just like black hole of despair.
Yeah,
there's no way they're paying attention to like what I'm walking out with. And I was right. Like,
well, that's why they hire, they don't have security. They have a policeman at the door.
When
like
I was
cops are working at Walmart
in
now.
Philly, they just had like the most depressed 19-year-old black dude in the world just standing there like, and you'd walk by him with like four bags full of stuff and a receipt that long and be like, later, bro. And he'd be like, and you just walk by him.
What do they do? Have any of you worked at Walmart?
I tried.
No,
they wouldn't let you work at Walmart. You had too much energy.
My goal was I wanted to get a job at Walmart and fully document, see how high is within the organization I could rise, and just document the whole thing and like almost like a medieval style book of just like I started here and just see like how high in the organization I could.
It's not too late.
And just share all the secrets.
I have a Walmart is where one of my darkest times was. I didn't.
Oh yeah, he worked
at
Walmart. I handed out snacks at a Walmart, and I purposefully pissed my pants in the aisle. Yeah.
Yeah. Purposefully piss your pants to get out of there?
No.
he was out of like,
you were so depressed. You pissed your pants.
I was so depressed. I had a mental break.
Snatch. I seen that.
Yeah.
Was like, if.
You don't do catch and release. The fisherman in you is that? Wait, you had a mental breakdown and pissed your pants in Walmart?
I was just walking down the aisle and I was like, if I pee my pants, I had to pee. I was like, if I pee my pants right now, nobody will care. Nobody will give a fuck. And I just pissed. And
how long ago did this happen?
It's like 10 years ago.
All right,
now.
Good. I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
Yeah. Then I just had to sit in my car with piss pants. I
was like, and nobody cared. Was that the lesson that nobody did?
Nobody cared.
That you peed yourself?
Yeah, nobody cares.
I would have cared, man.
Well, did you get right out of there or did you leave a puddle?
No, I got right out of there. I was pissing and I started walking. I was like, why am I peeing? Why am I peeing?
You left the snail trail.
How did you do a full pee or just you let like half out and then you
full piss, dude?
What?
My jeans were so full pee.
Well, what's the lesson learned? There had to have been a lesson in that.
The lesson is Nobody cares, but don't do it because you'll be crazy.
That's a fair point. I think if somebody had truly discovered that you left a humongous puddle of pee on the floor, they would have cared.
Yeah, they
wouldn't have been like, "Are you okay, sir?" They'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here right now. I care a lot about this."
Yeah. It got soaked up by my pants and shoes.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what those tall tees are for?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You could definitely use that as proof of emotional abuse if you had a lawsuit against them.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. My clarinet teacher was a lawyer, and I was getting bullied at school. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm having a bad time at school. He was asking how it was going. He was like, "You should piss your pants. That's how you know you have real emotional damage as evidence in a court."
It's true. And kids go into bathrooms, the kids who are severely emotionally disturbed, like take shits on the floor in the bathroom and like get into that behavior. And that's like that's a sign like that something very, very bad is going on in the house. There's a kid doing like scat play in the bathroom by himself. Yes. You have to like call the state and be like, there's something fucked up going on in that house.
Sure.
Yeah. Josh, where are we time-wise? Where are we time-wise?
58.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Easy breezy.
Cover girl.
Yippee. Glad we got away from that Carl Winslow talk.
True.
There's no way.
I'm just presenting what I'm hearing. That is a why. Here's the thing. We live in a universe. We live in a universe where either Diddy did pipe up Carl Winslow, or there's just a guy making that up, which is insane. Because, dude, he said he swore on his fallen homies.
Why Carl Winslow, though?
That's crazy, dude.
The neighborhood.
But it fits the profile, bro.
On the dead homies.
The chubbies, bro.
Toe his shit up.
Yeah, what about Meek Mill, though? What kind of, where does that fit the profile?
The Meek sound, the Meek audio. WrestleMania is so
that's
funny.
Philly split on Meek Mill. Philly split on Meek Mill.
Zesty is.
I got deep into a No Jumper with this guy, Skrilla.
Yeah.
Who's like he's supposed to be like the face of Zombieland, which is like the K&A, Trank area. And he is like, no, he holds it down like he didn't. That's bullshit. But then there's another guy from Philly who coined the term No Diddy, and he's like really making a good run for himself, talking about how gay Meek is and all this stuff.
I heard somebody got beat up recently for like talking shit about Meek online and stuff.
Who?
In Philly. I don't know. I just looked at it on Twitter.
It's going to be me when I go back for a wedding. No, I don't know. I mean, dude, I don't think I've ever said anything. But the guy, the interview is with... It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. It's on the No Jumper, and it's with this guy, Skrilla, who's like born and raised in K&A.
Yeah.
Or that area, or somewhere around that area. And he just rips nitrous the entire, like a big, not like a tank, but like a big enough a vessel of nitrous. And sorry, there's a hair floating in there.
Let's just go,
And it's like, he keeps hitting it more and more
He's doing his own voice modulation.
Dude, it really modulates your voice in kind of a creepy way. You come out, it's the opposite of helium,
champagne.
Dude.
Yes.
Give me a second, Adam. I got the wubs.
Dude. He sounds like Dr. Destructo.
But he
like
says everything.
Villain.
He says everything three times, though, in the whole podcast. I'm like, yeah, that's my motherfucking man. Yeah, that's my man. Yeah, that's my mother. Then at one point, the nitrous takes him over so much that he goes, yo, this shit's whooping my ass. And he couldn't talk. He was trying to form a sentence, and he was just like,
he had the wubbers.
That's very not sad. The representative I would want.
Very sad.
For my reputation.
No, but dude, there's a whole genre. I can't, it's like.
Is he black?
Yeah, it's like a Philly rapper. It's like one of those underground Philly rappers.
Yeah, it's addicted to
nitrous. And nobody cares. I feel like it's such a non-fruitful area of research I've undertaken of like underground young Philly rappers. But like, dude, these guys are so fucked up on pills, like on opiates, like visibly like junkie level, like, and apparently that's cool. Like I'm watching it, like they're like the coolest dudes right now.
Yeah,
for young black dudes, there's a guy just like and they can't even talk, they can barely walk, and it's fucking insane. And everyone's like, yo, and they rap, and it's like, not even like it's unintelligible, like mumble rap. It's for real, like
nothing.
A guy who's fucked up, just being like, all they talk about is switches on glizzies. It's nothing
switch
about
on a glizzy.
I think you could turn your
semi to a fully.
Oh,
it makes the gun switches shoot really on glizzy. Fast. The glizzy is the weapon, and the switch is a modification that makes it shoot automatic.
But then Adam keeps talking about glizzy's like hot. He's like, what, like on a hot dog? He's like, yo, no diddy, bro, no diddy. No, on a glizzy. It's like dudes like leaned over on promethazine just talking about one function of a gun. Just being like, I put a switch on a glizzy. It's insane. You're like, dude, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. We can watch some on the break, dude. I'm telling you, it is.
Nice.
Do you think No Diddy like lasts?
I think it's going to last for a minute, man.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Because once they get him in court, that's going to be the funniest shit in the world. Because they're going to get his ass in court.
They're going to be releasing so many docs.
Yeah. I mean, they've done, there's five. Nick Bryant was telling us there's five fucking cases going on right now against him. And he settled the one with Cassie quick.
Yeah, no trouble.
But again, look, man, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, it's so tempting to sink your teeth into it and go, I know he's guilty. I know it.
I don't want him to be guilty. I like the remixes too much.
That's what, yeah, true.
Sure.
I don't know. It's what's going on right now. It's fucking, also, isn't Zuckerberg hot right now?
Yeah, he's got to be
sexy. Zuck's hot.
Diddy's Zucker Bay, dude.
Bro, this is Fortuna, dude. The wheels of fortune have spun. Diddy, yeah. Pedophile.
Zuckerberg,
Zucker, hot Chad. Guy. Chad, hot guy.
Chad.
The nerds will rise.
They have, dude. The
he's wheel. Been doing jujitsu. I think that's why he's starting to get hot.
He was at the UFC 300. He was front row. He was looking good.
He loves the UFC.
He does. Yeah, he's, you know, it's good. He's found something, I guess. He was one of the most hated men on the internet for a long time. That must be tough. To be a billionaire and have everyone be like, gay.
I went to the.
You can't shake that. Although he's doing a pretty good job.
He is doing a good job.
Just, I think you just have to wait it out.
He's spending probably like $40 million a year on not being appeared as gay. He's for real. Like,
there's a team. That's he's what like the that Oculus Rift is for. So that everyone just looks at him and he's shining and cool.
Well, he's like that Brian Johnson guy. Who's that guy who's spending all the money to reverse his aging?
Oh, right. Oh. I don't know who, but yeah.
Did you ever see this guy?
No. Guy who eats blood.
He gets new blood put into his body.
I've heard about people doing that with rituals, but not for real.
I think it's Brian Johnson. Could be wrong.
The guy from AC/DC?
No. He's a billionaire. Type in Brian aging. There you go. Yeah, hit that motherfucker.
I don't think that's him.
I know Steven Seagal.
No, that is him.
That's him.
So he
looks like a completely different guy.
46.
Yes, he is. He's always with his sons, too. He's always like, compare me to my son.
He's taking their blood.
Compare me to my boy. How old is he?
Look, that's not great.
46. He looks pretty 46.
He's 46? I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, 46 is, I've seen 46-year-olds look like that without posing shirtless with their sons with a vial of blood.
He also doesn't go in the sun, which is terrifying.
That's why he has that translucent skin.
Yeah, he does. He's all about
Utah.
It.
I wonder if he's a Mormon.
He's absolutely a vampire.
You can't drink your son's blood and be a Mormon, dude. There's no way. They can't have coffee.
True.
Yeah, it's he's getting a, he did an Instagram live with two people in like Dubai recently, and it's pretty insane. Liver King, bro. Yo, Liver King, fucking go beat this guy's ass, dude.
Can we click on Brian? I just want to see more of it. He looks terrible.
It's something. It looks, there you go.
He looks kind of like a woman.
He started to look like a girl. That's
he got
thing.
Work.
This
look
is like
all the work on
Bruce Jenner right before the transition.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, that's
come on. This is a picture.
That's the family tree.
Why is he like
hard nippled and smooth?
Well, if you're on all that test, bro, your nips are going to be hard as hell.
He looks like a lady.
He starts to look like a girl, yeah. Dude, that shirt's kind of fucked up.
He got
right there.
Surgeries and shit.
Dude, he looks better as he was a fucking...
Yeah, that other guy's cool. That's a bro.
That guy could get some pussy, dude. That guy's...
Mm-hmm. He looks
although,
like a...
girls would love nothing more than to tap into your, like, whatever that is.
Like...
drinking blood and like... Dude, women, I've said it already. I've said it before, but I will say it again. Women are in a sick arms race now where they're just pumping themselves full of shit.
Yep.
Women are going to start looking like this guy. And he's going to look like them. They're going to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
What's up with him and his son?
You can't
bro?
Be doing that with your son.
You can't be doing this, dude.
Yeah, I don't like this.
What is the point of that?
Dinner at 11 a.m. You sleep alone. Must give plasma.
Oh, fuck.
Dinner at 11 a.m.
That's the last meal he eats?
That's his thing. He eats like a shot of sake in the morning and a piece of chocolate and like four and like a bunch of beans and shit.
Weird.
Is he doing performance art?
I think so, dude. $2 million a year on age reversal has dinner at 11 a.m. It's like,
no
right,
way.
Cool, man.
All he cares about is his body. It's going to be funny when he dies.
Yeah.
Penis?
Oh.
I want to find out. I'll look into that research.
Rejuvenation therapy.
All right. This guy's not a total quack. Let's see what he's talking
about. Maybe he's on to something.
Is this from the West Australia?
Everyone's
Australian.
Got some good ideas.
Yeah, the Perth.
Perth Now.
We care about that.
Is he is all about sexual health. He talks about it. But he's only 46. It's possible. Like, bro,
it should still old. Work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is Perth Now a good source?
They're fine. They're good. I mean, it's a real newspaper.
Okay.
Why is his stomach like that? It looks like a
penis
dog's
penis. Does erect for longer?
Because he's older and he used to be fat.
3 million. Now it's 3 million here. Penis rejuvenation therapy. What is the, what's, I'm going to see what the
he's
therapy
he's shocking his penis.
Six therapies, 3 times a week.
Yeah, dude, lay on your belly and slam the ground.
Child dysfunction. Mm-hmm.
He's all about how hard, dude. He's constantly bragging on how hard he is. He's like, dude, I'm fucking hard as a rock at bedtime. It's like, all right, dude.
So he's got my penis goals.
He looks like Gavin Belson from Silicon Valley.
He's looking for 3 hours and 30 minutes worth of nighttime erections.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to see how hard he is.
He doesn't even want to enjoy the erections. He wants to be hard while he sleeps.
He doesn't know they're there. Well, he's claiming that's like a serious thing to like show you how good you're doing, like just being rock hard. Also, you know he's peeking in on his son's dong. I don't want to put smut on him, but he's comparing himself.
Yeah, man, he's fucking dolled up, dude.
What I would give to have a penis that didn't work great.
True.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Surgery.
But either way, I'm going to stop ruminating on this or staring at this guy. It makes me feel really fucking weird.
The heebie-jeebies.
What a beautiful note to leave the first one on, hey?
True. We'll go to the motherfucking Patreon.
And
this is the state of things. It's fucking perpetual warfare. This guy trying to become an immortal. And
Carl wins.
I need to go and look at the sun for a few minutes. True. That man has upset me.
Yeah, we should all go sun max right now.
We'll go sun.
Yeah, that'll really fucking
I'm
going to
go fucking
him.
Get the sun on
let's
my frozen wart.
Let's get soft in the sun. Let's have flashes in the sun.
James McCann, thank you so much for coming.
James McCann, plug it up.
James Donald Force McCann, Catamaran Plan. That's the number one, number two. It's the number two podcast this one.
Dude, the visual component's so good, too.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Visual component's crazy.
Number three, pennies in my mouth. And name should change. We've all got too long a name. Just every one of these podcasts has seven names. I'm just going to call it the
Catamaran Plan.
I wanted to call it Catamaran Plan, but that abbreviates to CP, and I didn't want that. Catamaran Plan.
Yeah, you'd rather get a JDFM CP?
It's called James CP. Yeah, James CP.
James is CP.
James is CP. I'm out. Thank you, guys. We will see you in the Patreon, maybe. And if not, love you. See you next week, brothers.
Thank you.
Sayonara.
Great stuff.